Welcome back to another edition of the EG3 podcast. Eddie Greer, the third, here in Kansas City, Missouri, recording this on actually, July 4th. Happy July 4th. That's the recording this podcast early in the morning before he has to go in for another day of work here in Kansas City, Missouri, July 4th, 2026, the EG3 Podcast Sports running at airport comes across his desk in Kansas City, Missouri. Yes, folks, the calendar of 2026 has turned to the month of July. This is your very first time listening to this show, this podcast. Thank you so much for taking time out of your weekend, or if you're just coming out major fireworks, thank you so much for taking time out of the weekend to do so. This won't come out until probably for the race in Chicagoland. I'm talking about NASCAR race in Chicagoland. The return, yes sir, the return to Chicagoland Motor Speedway, Chicagoland Speedway up there in Joliet. I didn't realize, so last night, looking at times and all that, I had to double check this, because obviously now recording this before heading into his seventh consecutive day of work, I thought this was going to be afternoon race instead. So either way, now I'm going to catch it, because tomorrow finally Eddie will have an off day from his workplace, so that's that. But yeah, so I had to double check this for a little bit. So yeah, it was daylight saving. It won't get actually dark until like 9, because it is Central Time Zone and whatnot, and we are in the summertime, folks. We're in the summertime obviously now, so there's this, so you got that going on. And obviously I better say this part, this is important. I was fine last night, but today, this morning, I'm a zombie. But yeah, I hopped on the show, wanted to get something in here before the actual weekend begins. But this is going to come out probably 2 hours before game time. I'm going to go check that again tomorrow. Well, yeah, so at some point tomorrow, it'll come out. So look out for that, because I finally had an episode be released before the race in Sonoma last week. So trying to get back into some routine with podcasting here, as we are in the middle of summertime here and surviving this heat wave as well. So yeah, so this is going to be a prime time race. That's going to be fascinating in the return of Chicagoland. This is the twin. The twin to Kansas Speedway. For those of you who are very familiar with Kansas Speedway here in the Missouri, Kansas area, yeah. Yeah, so this is going to be, if there's anything that these cars, the current gen cars for NASCAR, we're just going to call it that because we had time to be looking back. But yeah, this current generation of car, if we can put on the same type of clinic show, just like Kansas, like we've seen. Now, yeah, we see some runaways lately in Kansas City, but again, Chicagoland to me is the same thing. And so we're gonna know you're gonna run low, middle, or high. We just got done listening to a little bit of what Corey Heim, the winner at Naval Base Coronado. And oh, by the way, Corey Heim return in this race in a way that Jeff Gluck posted with the 5, 10, 15, 20 lap best averages. Corey Heim is right there in the mix yet again. So I would not be surprised to see him in really all 2311, actually, for that matter, with Riley Hurst going top of the board to end that practice session. I'm gonna submit my fantasy right off the jump when I get off of this. So I'm gonna get that knocked out. Even though the race is tomorrow night, you gotta know that Toyota's, they're gonna be on point. And again, I mean, yeah, Chevys and all that, turning the corner forward, looking like they turned the corner a little bit here, but who's going to slow them down? Right? And particularly, I'm pointing out 2311 cars. The cars, Bubba Wallace looking fast. Tyler Reddick looks fast again. Corey Hunt is going to be a problem. Riley Herbst. Getting top of the board. This is what Herbst been doing. And even though Herbst got supplanted by Corey Heim taking over that ride next year, Herbst has sold some more consistency here in a last handful of weeks. I can't go back and recount them all, but Ryan Herbst has been very, very competitive. Not running in the 20s, not running in the 30s. But he's up there, top 20, top 15, up there making it happen right now. So really, this has been a year of the bounce back. We talked about this on this podcast. As we get now we're starting to get cranked up a little bit. it's taking me quite a while. It's taking me quite a while. Honestly, I don't know what happened between yesterday afternoon and this morning, but. So it's taking us a while to get cranked up. The fireworks will get cranked up here later on tonight. I'm pretty sure of it. So that's automatic right there. You ought to know that. But 2311, Tyler Rexman, the guy all year, but his lead obviously, and oh, by the way, his owner, co-owner, Denny Hamlin, enters the race tomorrow as the points leader only by one. So not much there. Yeah, it's been astonishing. I thought I would tell you right now, July 4th, 2026, if you would look back maybe to the first, what, 6-7 races of the year and the lead that Tyler Rick had on everybody else, you would have said, hell no. Nobody's not going to run this guy down. Not of his boss, but and sure enough, Denny Hamlin, the run he's been on this summer and all that, runs Tyler Reddick down. And it's not like Tyler Reddick's been running terrible. He's having the bad luck. He's having a terrible stretch. This summer, Denny Hamlin's reared off the wins, and now Denny Hamlin's up by plus one. So, yeah, man, it's been kind of the, and everybody credits the whole, season and all that, but I'm gonna hold off on all that right now. This is not done. This is not done yet. This is not done. You still gotta hold off Reddick. So we'll see what happens there. And this thing's gonna reset in about 8-9 weeks from now, and you gotta be. And I still stand. I'll let it slide to 6. You got to be up there in the 6th spot when this thing resets. You cannot be outside of that. You have no chance to win a championship. No chance to win a championship. And for those of you kind of like, what's going on? Yeah, NASCAR went back to the old playoff format, but with the addition of with the addition of 6 drivers, when the chase first started, it was just 10. Right, the old-fashioned point standings, where you did not have the wing you're in and all that, all other stuff. You didn't have the reseedings. You didn't have the elimination style format. You just had the regular 26 races and then the 10 drivers, 10 race chase. Right, so they brought that back, but this time around, 2026, you have 16 drivers. Which, if you go back to the beginning of this year, you know my stance on that. So that again, that's too many drivers. If this was 10, this would be a fascinating race. There'd be so much to talk about, honestly, with the boat. And there still is, because you got Joey Logano around there. And I don't have the standings pulled up right now. I have something else on a tab that I want to get to here on this show here out of EG3 Podcast. Eddie Greer here recording on the 4th. Yes, sir. The 250th birthday of the United States of America, July 4th, 2026. Again, thanks so much for tuning in to the latest edition of this podcast. Say, setting the stone, setting the picture for Chicagoland, NASCAR's return to Chicagoland. The twin track to Kansas Speedway here in Kansas City, Missouri. Well, you can probably say, you might as well say Kansas City, Kansas, over there in the Legends area there as well. So, yeah, this is now turning to be who is going to, can Denny Hamlin stay on that run now, at least for him, the rest of the season, no more world courses. Oh, yeah, by the way, speaking of twin, my twin syllable, SVG, no shocker, but he had to hold off Chase Briscoe last week in Sonoma, California to get that done. Yeah, and you know what? You go back a week before that, which Shane would love to have. If he didn't win that Coronado race, he should, I mean, at worst, he probably could have finished top five. Now, again, I said on the show last week that I would have loved to see SVG and Corey Heim battle it out at the naval base, given how fast Corey was. And Corey Heim, again, like I just said a few moments ago, is fast right off the truck. That's no bet. That's got to be the best feeling when you unload fast. And the 2311 cars are going to be the story again. I got a feeling. I just got a feeling they're going to be the story again tomorrow night. And I'm just going to put it out there, right there. Yes, Fords, they're getting better a little bit. And Chevys, they're right there. I know. I did see Kyle Larson in the 5, 10 to 15 lap conversation there as well, and all that other stuff. But who's going to be that guy? Who's going to be the manufacturer? Surprised I came up with that word this morning, given how zombied I look. But who's going to be that guy that steps up and challenges 2311? We'll find out tomorrow night for sure there, because yeah, they have their fingerprints on it. Yes, and Joe Gibbs. Yeah, and the credit Joe Gibbs and Denny Hamlin drives with Joe Gibbs. They've been solid, led by the 11 car, and then the emergence of Ty Gibbs. Chase Briscoe has gotten himself straightened out a little bit. Christopher Bell hasn't won yet this year. He's been close, but hasn't sealed the deal yet this year. So that's the bottom line. I mean, we can sit here talk hypotheticals, but at the end of the day, 2311 Toyota 2311 got it going on right now, and it's hard to go against them right now. Yes, Tyler Reddick's lead is gone. He's behind by only a point and all that, but his luck got a chance at some point, and no better that to go to a mile and a half racetrack where things are similar, and obviously Tyler Reddick has one of the mile halves, to be up there and start getting rid of this bad luck there as well. So, man, I should submit a small little wager. I'll think about it. But I'm gonna go on just a wild goose egg here and pick one of those 2311 cars. And I'm actually going to go. I know I'm talking about Tyler Reddick here on the show, but we're gonna go with kind of all speed pitch here. Bo Wallace, rocking that Space Jam upper deck 2311 Toyota Camry this weekend. That car looking real good. By the way, yes. Michael Jordan, Chicago Bulls. So, hey man, it seems like everything's kind of lined up that way. Bubba Wallace looks pretty fast on the sheets, at least according to Jeff Gluck at anyway. So I'm gonna throw a little off speed pitch on y'all, and I'm gonna pick the 23 to get it. And hey, when your teammate's winning, now I'm pretty sure Bubba wants to win. Obviously, the passion and all of that right now. I'm pretty sure in his back of his mind, look, even Corey Heim has won this year. And Riley Hurst just looked really, as I said, he's really woke up since the Heim announcement. Of course, Corey Heim again is going to take over take over that 35. But ever since then, Riley Hurst has that team has turned a corner. Even that team's competitive. Just everything is clicking right now. And that sounds like a joke organization. We have, obviously, when you have 11, 19, 20, 54 cars are working gel one another. You have these cats in the mix, right? The 23, the 45, 23, hold on, 23, 35, 45, and a 67 cars. So right now they got it going on, and I will lay that down. I'll lay that down, and I might even double down. I know those double downs haven't gone in my favor every time I do that. So it don't look good on me, but hey, it looks right now. That's all I'm seeing. That's all I'm seeing right now. So I am definitely looking forward to seeing those cars back in Chicago. It's very exciting. I don't think, honestly, they should have took it away. Honestly, we see some great finishes, and obviously, and the one that sticks out, obviously, once again, rest in peace, Kyle Busch. Kyle Busch, Kyle Larson, the finish. Oh, my God, the finish, handful of years ago. If you have not seen it, it's YouTube it and all that, the crying face, Kyle Busch, after Kyle Busch, Riley back, Kyle Larson with the slide job. And that was with Barivar, one of our promos when this podcast was a EG3, was a NASCAR podcast. One of our promos or kind of intros was part of that finish. Rick Allen, Dale Jr. just stuck all over Rick Allen on that. Go to YouTube it. It's an all-timer. It's an all-timer for sure. And of course, both of them shook hands again. Again, rest in peace, Kyle Busch. But yeah, man, that would finish there. Mark Truex Jr. has won there twice. The kickoff with Chase and Kyle Art in that battle. I'm probably gonna go watch some more Chicagoland stuff tonight. Let's see, Kyle Larson battled Jeff Gordon, Kevin Harvick won the first couple races when Chicagoland opened up. Brad Keselowski's won there, David Ruderman with the prove it win there. I remember that was a huge win for Ruderman at that moment in time. Yeah, I can take y'all way back. Woo-hoo-hoo! ET3 know a little something, as you probably know by now. Yeah, so definitely. And we're going to see the 2026 edition return. Who will take this checkered flag tomorrow night? And we'll find out. The Xfinity Series is racing tonight, I believe, as well. So it's just a lot going on there as well. And, of course, probably next week we'll go look at the bubble there, because we're going to talk Los Angeles Rams here on to wrap this episode of this podcast. Hey, NFL, college football, NFL, it's around the corner. We're in July now, and days are ticking off. And soon enough, we're going to be talking about training camp. And oh, by the way, it's Chicagoland episode. Oh, Chicago. The race at Chicagoland. This episode will come out at least 2 hours before race time. So that's going to be tomorrow afternoon at some point. So be on the lookout for that. But if you're, again, make sure you subscribe to this podcast, EG3 Pod, under the 3-Wide Podcast with EG3, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you see your favorite podcast. And on the other side of this, we will talk Rams in just a moment. The EG3 Podcast continues. Eddie Greer here on another edition of this podcast here in July, as I'm recording this on the 4th of July. Happy birthday, United States of America, 250. July 4th, 2026. Thank you so much again for tuning in to the latest edition of this podcast. This episode will come out 2 hours before green flag time up in Joliet, Illinois. The return of Chicagoland for NASCAR this weekend. I cannot wait to watch this race tomorrow. So either way, I was going to watch this race anyway. Given I was asked to come in yesterday And I was asked to come in today as well, honestly. So I worked out, and yeah, I'm not traveling tomorrow. So what's the point in that, right? I'm not getting this right now. Yeah. So your boy Eddie Guerrero III, aka EG3, aka Fast Eddie, we'll watch that race tomorrow night in Chicagoland, going down there, and we talked about that, and we'll take a look back at that bubble picture next week there as well. Y'all wondering what's up with Eddie on the now with the Metro Mile behind us now, looking at fall races, and Eddie Greer could potentially shake things up. I'll leave it at that. And of course, from the fastest mile to potentially trying to have some unfinished bit, it's not official yet, but as soon as I forget to figure it out, I'll let y'all know for sure. Oh my, excuse me. there, it's been that time of morning, having to wake up a little bit, but this engine's tuned up. But yeah, man, I'm still deciding what is what. It looks like, at least from, let's see, the summer, yeah, we potentially, that's a cliffhanger, could be shaking things up yet again. And then as jumping back in the marathon concern, yeah, unfortunately, I said that kind of half jokingly, unfortunately, getting back in the marathon game, so there's that. So I'm trying to decide between several races. I know the one here, obviously, I don't know what it is. It feels like it's been speaking to me ever since the beginning of the year, talking about the Garmin Kansas City Marathon. Like I say, it's not official yet. I haven't signed up for any marathon yet, but the sign there as well. And then, of course, there was another one I was reminded of all the way to December. So there's a potential of two races in the fall, and potentially, well, no, I better leave that alone. I better leave it just like a cliffhanger there as well. So, but yes, once everything is official, you'll get an announcement here on this podcast. So that is why y'all need to make sure y'all subscribe to this podcast, because we're not done racing yet, Lord willing. So there's that. And Eddie's getting back, is working to get it back 100%. So, which I feel like, I don't know. Ever since that point, that stretch, this ring hurting, all that. I mean, it comes and goes, but it felt a little bit stronger. So that's very encouraging there as well. But speaking of being very encouraged here, Los Angeles Ram fans definitely got to be encouraged of what they have seen in the offseason, obviously. Obviously, they are going all in. Rams, I've been looking at, and speaking of watching old highlights, I've been going back and watching. And no, I'm not a fan of Los Angeles Rams. Y'all know that by now. But Rams, back when they had the show on turf, whatever they want to call that. But yeah, so in this latest edition of the Rams, Trent McDuffie, y'all Chief fans should know that name, Jalen Watson, Trent McDuffie, huge. He and Watson reunite in Los Angeles as the Los Angeles Ram. Cameron Curl was a huge factor last year for the Rams. He re-signed a 3-year deal. Jalen Watson, 3-year deal. I don't know how much the Trent McDuffie deal was there as well, but I didn't even know until I think it was the NFL Insiders that Trent McDuffie was traded. Not that it really matters to me. Trent McDuffie was traded over there to the Rams. So the Chiefs, it's going to be fascinating to see who won that, because you give away your best corner, really, your best corner, and trying to rebuild. That's going to be something to keep an eye on over here in Kansas City, at least as the Chiefs fans is concerned there as well. And Jalen Watson. So the Rams seen it all in. And kind of the biggest, well, other than Matthew, and I put this over Matthew Stafford. The return of Matthew Stafford is Myles Garrett. What the hell is going on? Myles Garrett, yeah. Huge lot was a trade there. So you swap him with Jared First. Jared First went up. So it's a bad, hey, if your name is Jared going to Los Angeles, that's bad news for you. So it's like, yeah, man, so Jared Goff. You can take this a while back. Jared Goff. What was he? Was he number one pick in a draft? Something like that? Yeah. He was over there. And then we, of course, know the blockbuster move from him to Matthew Stafford. And Matthew Stafford has won a Super Bowl. Jared Goff has come close. Well, he obviously close with the Rams. Did not, obviously, against the Patriots in Atlanta. He gets the boot. And Jared Goff has done great work at Detroit, but again, he's come up short in getting back to Super Bowl, at least to this point anyways. And then, yeah, Myles Garrett, Jared Verse, part of that hell of a defensive line, says, you're out. I'm going to kick you out of here. Let's get Myles over here and all that. So, yeah, after losing the NFC Championship last year to the eventual Super Bowl champion, Seattle Seahawks, now you add all those pieces together, and I'm just going to throw in this name because this name is in here as well, David Quisenberry, offensive tackle, for more depth. Concern here, they're loaded up. This Rams team, and you talk about windows, right? You talk about these windows. The window opportunity for the Los Angeles Rams trying to redeem themselves from getting knocked out in the NFC title game by Seattle. Those games last year between Seattle and Los Angeles was something else. So I expect that to be no different. Yeah, the Seahawks lost Kenneth Walker, and now KC has Kenneth Walker. That's a big addition for the Chiefs there as far as that is concerned. But yeah, so those games are gonna be legendary. And you talk about windows, Sean McVay, that front office, Sean McVay, the head coach, for those of you who don't know, of Los Angeles Rams, they want to cash in on this window of opportunity. I think Stafford is signed for 2 more years, I believe. Now, don't quote me on that. I'm pretty sure it's 2 more years. I thought it was 1, but I think it's 2. I think it's 2 now that I think about it. Here on this Saturday morning here in Kansas City, Missouri, EG3 podcast. Yeah, we're going to talk some football. We're going to start talking some football in here. I guess fit some football in here as we count down to the 2026 NFL football season. You got college as well. Kansas State. My other podcast, the Purple Project podcast, all this KC sports. We've been talking a lot of football on that. If you're a K-State fan, go ahead and subscribe there as well. We're getting y'all cranked up for football as well as other sports as well. So go check that out as well. Yeah, we're getting cranked up there. And funny enough that we start with the Rams because they made a ton of moves. And they drafted a quarterback in Ty Simpson from Alabama. Who was what? What number was he? Okay, yeah, he was a 13th pick. So there was a lot of hollering about that coming over from there. And then, of course, Stafford and his camp weren't too happy about that. So, but yeah, they want to cash in on the window because championship windows, as we all know, last within, 2 to 3 years, right? And you see, and there's been a lot of craziness going on in the NFL. Obviously, I don't have to tell you what's going on. Y'all can Google that yourselves. There, the AJ Browns and all that other stuff. Yeah. Mike Vrabel's and all that. Yeah. Go all that stuff. But, and of course, I talked about here about my team, Tua and all that. I don't know, man. I don't know that. I can go down that rabbit hole, but not this morning. Not this morning on this podcast. Because I don't have one round of time. So interesting enough that the Rams, they went after it in the offseason. And now it's all about cashing in. Now you add And you talk about the Stafford move way back. Matthew Stafford now has won a Super Bowl and going for and they want to cash in with any Stafford and getting another Super Bowl, right? You do that by getting one of probably the best defensive player in the league in Myles Garrett. And now Myles Garrett from the sorry ass team to one of the better teams. Oh boy. Oh boy. Oh my goodness. So yeah, man. So yeah, they're all about that action, boss, for sure. It's gonna be fast to see them play. We'll see they take advantage of it, that's for sure, because again, just these championship windows, 2 to 3, if you can keep everybody. We've seen it here in Kansas City, obviously with the Chiefs. They've cashed in. And they're trying to reload. They're trying to reload now on the back end, losing a Trent McDuffie and a Jaylen Brown. Not Jaylen Brown. Oh, Jaylen Brown. Oh, my goodness. going to the Celtics, or talking himself out of Boston to Philly. How about that? But Jalen Watson. Yeah, Jalen Watson trying to replace him. Oh, my goodness. So, yeah, man, it's going to be some season there. It's going to be probably for the opposing teams. Yeah, it's going to be something to see because, again, what does Eddie say on here, on his podcast every time, right? That you can't win games on paper. And right now, if you look at it, yeah, Rams, they got a squad. But again, you got to go out there and show everybody that you're that team. You're that team. So we'll just have to wait and see what happens. But yeah, man, the Rams weren't playing around this offseason. And they want to make sure they cash it on this window. It's definitely Sean McVay's kind of hinting that as well. Obviously, McVay, Stafford, they're tight in that head coach quarterback relationship and all that other stuff. So we'll see what happens between now and the end of 2026 there with the Los Angeles Rams, as they try to get back to the postseason and try to get over the hump, which is the Seattle Seahawks. Again, Matthew Stafford, they won a Super Bowl. He's won a Super Bowl already. Now, that picture is clear, crystal clear. Now they're going after another one. We'll see if they can get by the NFC foes, and then of course you got whoever comes out of the AFC as well. So there's plenty of football talk coming up here on the show, and we're gonna be here, Lord willing, to talk about that as well. So Los Angeles Rams, again, they lost to the Those games last year were pretty epic, including the regular season finale in Seattle there. Rams blew a lead and all that. And then, yeah, so there's a lot of missed opportunity there. But this is a new season, and this is a new season for everybody. So we'll see what happens there. Yeah, Rams probably the biggest winner in the offseason, as they try to make another run back to the postseason, and more importantly, try to get themselves back into the Super Bowl. The EG3 podcast. Get it! We're a podcast of fan freedom, Bill Daily, owner, just... Oh, did I say daily? Ha-ha! No, this is not a daily podcast. This is a weekly podcast. The daily podcast is the K-State podcast. That one, the Purple Project podcast, all things K-State sports. This one's a weekly pod. Sometimes we come at you twice a week, sometimes it's just one, and this episode will come out after the fireworks go off, and fireworks might not be done anyways after tonight. So with, again, NASCAR going on today and tomorrow, it's kind of quiet right now on the football front, but as each day clicks off here in the summertime, we're just that much closer to the college and NFL football season, and we're going to be here to talk about that. And of course, EG3 himself trying to finalize some things on the running, on the races front for the fall/summer/fall. So you want to be part of this action here coming up this fall? Subscribe to this podcast, EG3 podcast, under the 3Y pod with EG3. Ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do it for another edition. We have made it across the finish line on another edition of the EG3 podcast. Eddie Greer III here in Kansas City, Missouri on this 4th of July weekend saying thank you again. Happy birthday, America 250. Appreciate y'all, everybody. This has been another edition of the EG3 podcast. We'll talk to y'all next week. We out.